Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mind Training. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's face it, life can get pretty chaotic sometimes, right? Like a runaway hamster on a wheel, our minds are constantly spinning with thoughts, worries, and to-do lists. Ever feel like you're just barely keeping your head above water? That's where mindfulness comes, and it's like hitting the pause button on that mental roller coaster and finding some peace amidst the chaos. Today, we're diving deep into the power of practicing mindfulness daily for a healthier, happier you. Now, before you go thinking this means sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting on though, if that works for you, awesome. Let me tell you, mindfulness is way more accessible than that. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like training your brain to be less reactive and more aware, like becoming the cool, calm captain of your own mental ship instead of being tossed around by every wave. So, what are some key takeaways from this mindfulness adventure? First up, remember that your mind is a muscle, just like your biceps or quads. The more you train it to focus and be present, the stronger it gets. Think about learning a new skill, you don't become an expert overnight, right? It takes consistent practice. Mindfulness is the same way. Start small with just a few minutes each day and gradually increase the time as you get comfortable. Number 2. Breathe. Seriously, breathing is your secret weapon. When stress hits, our breath gets shallow and rapid. But taking slow, deep breaths can instantly calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mental state. It's a simple yet incredibly powerful tool. Thirdly, engage your senses. You know that feeling when you take a bite of your favorite chocolate cake? Or smell freshly cut grass? Those are moments of pure sensory bliss. Mindfulness is about savoring those little things, noticing the colors around you, the sounds in the air, even the feel of your clothes on your skin. It's like waking up to the world with fresh eyes and a renewed appreciation for all the beauty that surrounds us. Next up, let go of judging yourself. Mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect state of zen, it's about accepting where you are right now, thoughts and all. You might find your mind wandering, and that's totally normal. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment without beating yourself up. Remember, this is a practice, not a performance. And finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same compassion you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Mindfulness helps us cultivate that inner kindness and self-acceptance, which is essential for mental well-being. Now, let me paint you a picture of how mindfulness can work in real life. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, fuming because you're late for an important meeting. Your mind races with worries about what people will think and how you'll explain your tardiness. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you practice a few deep breaths, focusing on the feeling of each inhale and exhale. You notice the sunlight streaming through the windshield, the gentle hum of the engine, and even the aroma of coffee from the car next to you. Slowly but surely, the tension in your shoulders eases, and you feel a sense of calm wash over you. D. Mindfulness isn't about ignoring the problems, it's about approaching them with a calmer, more focused mind. You can still get to that meeting on time, but you'll do so without letting stress ruin your day. So, let's recap our key takeaways. Mindfulness is like training your brain to focus and be present. It involves deep breaths, engaging your senses, accepting yourself, and being kind to yourself. And remember, even a few minutes of daily practice can make a world of difference. Ready to take action? Start small today, set a timer for 5 minutes and just focus on your breath. You can also try mindful walking, where you pay attention to the sensations of each step. And don't forget to share your experience with me. Tag us on social media or leave a comment below and let's create a community of mindful individuals. See you next time for another dose of mind training.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.